Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel. The man knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and said, I've gotten a man, with Yahweh's help. And again she gave birth to Cain's brother Abel. Abel kept sheep, but Cain cultivated the ground. He was like a farmer. As time passed, it happened that Cain brought an offering to Yahweh from the fruit of the ground, and Abel also brought some of the firstborn of his flock and of its fat. Yahweh respected Abel and his offering, but he didn't respect Cain and his offering. So maybe some fire came down from heaven and burnt up Abel's offering of an animal, but it didn't come down from God to burn up the vegetables that Cain offered. And Cain was very angry, and the expression on his face fell. Now this was jealousy, and jealousy is really awful, and it led to an awful thing here. Yahweh said to Cain, why are you angry? Why has the expression of your face fallen? Now, of course, God knew why Cain was angry. It's because he was jealous. But he asks him the question to try to help Cain to understand himself. God goes on, if you do well, will it not be lifted up? If you don't do well, sin crouches at the door. Its desire is for you, but you are to rule over it. Now that's a wonderful thing, that sin is about to get you, Cain, but you can rule over it. We can control ourselves, and this is something Cain didn't do, as we're going to read. But this is the great message for us, that yes, sin is crouching down, about to jump on you, but you can rule over it. Cain said to Abel, his brother, let's go out into the field. And it happened, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. And John says, and why did he kill him? Because his own works were wrong and his brother's were right. Now, one of the reasons this could have happened is because there's a principle with God that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And so, unfortunately, the vegetables didn't have blood in them. And yet maybe Cain knew that. And the idea was that by pouring out the blood, blood represented life. And the idea was that by doing that, you were saying, yes, I've sinned and I agree I ought to die. And this animal represents me. But Cain didn't think that badly about his sins. He didn't think it was very important that he had his sins and his tantrums and his jealousies. And he just thought that his vegetables would be okay for God. So, Yahweh said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? What an awful way to talk back to God. And see how proud he was. Yahweh said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. From now on, when you cultivate the ground, it won't yield its strength to you. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the land. Cain said to Yahweh, my sin is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the surface of the ground. I will be hidden from your face, and I will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the land. It will happen that whoever finds me will kill me. Yahweh said to him, therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain knew his wife. She conceived and gave birth to Enoch. He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. So you can see what really is going on here, that what's happening to Cain is what is going to happen to all those who are rejected by God at the last day. They're wandering. They can't die when they'd want to. They might do this, do that, like he married and built cities and that. But they're just wandering around, hidden from God's face, and knowing that they are condemned. That's why Jesus said that those who know God's truth but don't live it and don't accept it and don't believe it, at the last day, they will cry and bang their teeth. They'll be so angry with themselves, it will be unbearable. Now, it won't go on forever. God isn't going to eternally torment people, but it will be an awful situation to be in. And then they will die the second death. But we've got to be like Abel and just quietly do what is right before God, not just giving him a few carrots, but giving him our best lamb.